Good morning and welcome to our service at Emmanuel this morning. We extend a warm welcome to all visitors to this morning's service. Please introduce yourself to any of your neighbours and at the end of the service, do sign our visitors' book in the porch. Welcome also to those listening to the recording of the service on the website site later on in this week. The lesson today will be read by Tom Hartshorn. There will be a short church meeting in the hall after this morning's service. In addition to the notices in the weekly news, next Sunday, 17th of December, there will be the opportunity to bring a toy as a Christmas present for a child at the Women's Aid, as a Women's Refuge. If you wrap the present, please identify the age range the toy is for by putting a label on the gift. And this Tuesday, there will be a tea and chat at 2:30. We will also be singing some Christmas songs with our cup of tea. Everyone is welcome, and do bring a friend. I will now light the Christ candle to remind us of Christ's light in the world.
Good morning and welcome to our service this morning. Psalm number 10. O Lord, you will hear the desire of the meek. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice for the orphan and the oppressed, so that those from earth may strike terror no more. The God who hears, the God who knows, the God who cares. This is the theme for today's service in more ways than one. If you're confused by left and right hymn sides, just start on the choir side, get down to the end of the third one, then come over to the pulpit side and start from the top to the bottom. It was the only way we could get all hymns there today. So don't start with 13, you start with 126 over there, okay? And if you're singing the wrong hymn, or everybody else is singing the hymn you aren't singing, probably look at the board again and say, oops, but fine, it should work fine. And I would just like to mention, following an invitation from the United Reformed Church nationally, you know, last Sunday we had the service at Christ Church, so we didn't light the first candle of our Advent candle wreath. We will light that today. Then, at the time of lighting the candle, the words for the second candle will be said. But this is the difference. The United Reformed Church, together with many churches up and down the country and the world, has asked the churches not to light the second candle. It is the candle for Bethlehem. And given the situation between Israel and the Palestine situation, this Sunday, nor any Sunday of Advent, not even on Christmas Day, just to remind us that there is no light or very little light in those areas, we will not light that candle. So today it'll be the first candle, next Sunday it'll be the first and the third, and so on. So it's not that the person that's lighting the candle has got a touch of, oh, I forgot what I'm doing. They agreed that we would do this following the invitation of the United Reformed Church. Our first hymn today, from Rejoice and Sing, it's hymn 126, O Come Emmanuel. We will sing the first and the last three verses, verses 1, 4, 5, 6, hymn 126, and here Emmanuel is written correctly, not in other hymn books where they decide to choose the other writing of Emmanuel.
It's not the last four, it's 1, 4, 5, and 6.
You are right. Just seeing if you were paying attention.
Thank you. We light this candle for all God's prophets, confronting justice, restoring the dream of a world of freedom and peace. God, as we wait for your promise, give light, give hope.
Thank you. From Sing Praise now, it's hymn number 7, it's the Advent hymn, and we will sing the first and second verse. And at this time of the service, we share what we have been able to set apart for the offering. The offering we present to you, O Lord, it comes from what we are and what we have, and your blessing will make it multiply to reach those who are in need in so many different ways. Give us humility and give us wisdom to do your will, and those who decide how it is used, that they may follow your instructions. Amen.
Amen.
We share the words of the grace now. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Put this down. Can you put it on first pew there? Thank you. We gather for prayer, and we will end the prayer in the words of the Lord's Prayer all together. Let us pray. When we come and give you thanks, we look around, and there is a beautiful earth, and beautiful skies, and beautiful waters. There is the diversity of creation, this human life. We thank you. We thank you that we are part of a large plan where all work together to serve each other. Help us not to get used to darkness, because we can be light. Help us not to get used to hatred and violence, because we can be peace. Help us not to get used to that which is wrong, because little by little we can do that which is right. Help us not to get used to despair, because in this world there is goodness, there is love. O Lord, that your light may shine, that we may see. And thank you for all that surrounds us, for kindness, for company, for friendship, for those that remind us that we aren't alone, that we may be to others the best of what we also receive. And thank you for those who inspire us not to give up. Forgive us. Forgive us if all we see is darkness. Forgive us if all that we hear of is violence. Forgive us, dear God, for not believing that we can make a difference. And in your grace, in your love, make us new. For the wholeness of life of all your people everywhere. For those who dream of a better world, in spite of those who want to knock it down. O Lord, we come to you, each of us carrying our own burdens, which we present to you in this silence. Hear us. Forgive our mistakes, and we pray that we may become forgiving too. And as your children, we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The choir will now lead us in the anthem for today, The Lord at First Did Adam Make.
The first reading this morning is from Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verses 18 to 22, and can be found at page 180 of the Pew Bibles. You shall appoint judges and officials throughout your tribes, in all your towns, that the Lord your God is giving you, and they shall render just decisions for the people. You must not distort justice. You must not show partiality, and you must not accept bribes. For a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and subverts the cause of those who are in the right. Justice and only justice you shall pursue, so that you may live and occupy the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not plant any tree as a sacred pole beside the altar that you make for the Lord your God, nor shall you set up a stone pillar, things that the Lord your God hates. And then our second reading is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. And that can be found on page 33 of the New Testament section. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Tom, for leading us in the readings this morning. From Sing Praise, hymn 17, when the King shall come again, all his power revealing, splendor shall announce his reign, life and joy and healing. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil. These are words that for many years I say each morning as part of my devotional time. The affirmation of faith of the United Church of Canada, a very similar church to ours. And they have grown deep into my self, to my being. And having read the readings for this morning during the week, I realized how appropriate this affirmation of faith is. Think for a second of the times when both these readings were first proclaimed. Deuteronomy, as the people crossed the river, their wandering coming to an end, their hopes and expectations to live life in fullness, and the words, justice and only justice shall be pursued. Just decisions, no bribes, no subverting the rights of the people. And then Mark, the gospel with no nativity, the adult Jesus beginning his ministry, and the baptizer pointing towards him. He is going to be more powerful. And everything will come because of that. And yet, what was going on? What is going on? Suddenly, we realize that these two readings are not anchored in the past. They speak to us today. Justice and only justice. No bribes. Just decisions. No subverting the rights of the people. John knew well that the people were living in fear. Fear of the emperor and the emperor's delegates. And we know how the story ends. Jesus will not begin his ministry until John has been murdered. The people feared the megalomaniac dreams built on the exploitation of people. Who do you think built the pyramids in Egypt? It wasn't Pharaoh. The abusive tax system, which made Joseph and Mary have to leave their town to get to a new place where they would be counted. How much tax would people pay? The destruction of life, when the powers of the time could not resist somebody who might be king. What life was this? It was a difficult time. And we live in a world where life is getting harder and harder and harder for many, many, many people. While the emperor was the incarnation of fear, death, and pain, God became human to proclaim life, justice, and hope. While the emperor was the oppressor, God was the liberator. And go back to the first sentence of the first chapter of Mark that you heard just now. This is the good news, the gospel. Today is the 10th of December. Advent would always include this day. Advent will always happen on the 10th of December. But the 10th of December is not always a Sunday. So today, being a Sunday, there are three things I want to point out. Some of them you may find irrelevant. And yet, I find that they are challenging. 75 years ago today, The Universal Declaration for Human Rights was approved by the United Nations as a reaction to the horrors of the war, of the wars. December the 10th, in Sweden and Norway, the Nobel Prizes will be handed out. Some of them may be truly significant, of people that have worked hard to change life in the spheres in which they work. But probably most of us will not be able to name one Nobel laureate today. I didn't look it up because I can't remember them and I didn't want to cheat on you. Preparing this, I could have looked it up. Not even the Nobel Peace Prize. But this medicine, this chemistry, people that excel. And closer to home, since the 10th of December of the year 1983, it's the day that every 4 years Argentina recovers a democratically elected president. God help us with the one that's going to be instituted today. I can assure you, I'm worried stiff about that, but it's not a dictatorship. All happening the 10th of December. Let me read to you the Article 1 of the Declaration of Human Rights. And as you hear the words, tell me how far you would place this from the reading from Deuteronomy, for example, or Jesus is preaching. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood. Forgive the gendered words, but it was 1948. All human beings, not some, all human beings. That is a guarantee for everybody. It's not a sense of the whole vision of Advent for today. It's a partiality, but it's a challenging one. You see, no matter what people say, the enemy in the world today is not the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The enemy today is injustice, oppression, violence, discrimination, hatred. And that's what Deuteronomy was saying, justice and only justice. You shall not bribe. And you know what? I know that in many places we think, oh, those are words and situations that happen over there. They do happen over there. But haven't we been reading in the news in the last year that it's also happening over here? As soon as Jesus was born, we are told how he suffered, just as the prophets had. You do realize that no prophet, probably, let's say nearly none of them, died of old age, surrounded by children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Most of them were executed, chased out of their country. And Jesus, Mary, and Joseph suffered, becoming exiles. Remember, they had to leave not only the place where they had to go to be taxed or counted, but then flee to Egypt. And Egypt was the place that in the psyche of the people of God was the place of oppression. Where God in Exodus said, I have heard the cry of my people and have come down to liberate them. And the newborn Jesus, both with mother and father, has to return to that place, to Egypt. Article 14 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Everyone has the right to see and enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution. That wasn't written yesterday to counter a particular government. That was written 75 years ago. Anyone wants to read them, I printed my copy of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Having grown up in dictatorship, this was a subversive document. If you had a copy of this in your pocket, it was days before I ever had a mobile phone. That was wrong. And yet, to me, it is the lay, the secular Bible of the time. Every nation signed this. And in the midst of Advent, it speaks to us. To those who are in fear, to those who have been chased out of their home, those who are persecuted because of the color of their skin, their gender, their sexuality options. We live in difficult times, but we also live in times where hope calls us to new ways. Don't give up hoping, please. Hope will always question the structures that condemn people to fear. They condemn people to sleep rough, who are persecuted because of race, gender, or language. There is always a beacon of hope, and we are called to be that beacon of hope and light. And he will always be my beacon of hope when he comes to church, crying out from the back of the church. He is. He's here. He's among us. He has a voice. He's not the future of the world. He's the present of the world. And I pray that like him, many, many millions of little children will not live in fear, but know what love is. We have to emphasize that Advent is happening at a particular time, in a particular moment. And when we share the bread and the cup in a few moments, we are saying that this is what we believe in. The broken body, the cup that is shared, that will make us whole. The Savior is real. The Savior is fragile. The Savior is persecuted. And the Savior is also transforming life and confronting all that does not allow God's creation to rejoice and hope. Advent calls us to live in hope, to live in solidarity, to work for peace, to forgive and be forgiven, and be transformed. John says, there is one greater than I that is coming. That is the good news. He points to that reality. And we continue to point to that reality. And Jesus will then look at us and say, let's work together. Because the biggest affirmation of all times is that God is not the emperor. God is the incarnation present in Jesus of love, forgiveness, and hope. This we believe. This we proclaim. This we need. Amen. That sounded painful. Look up from Sing Praise, hymn 13. Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people, light of the world, light for the world to see. Thank you. we'll have a time for our prayer of intercession where we can think of others. I just want to share with you news of people you know that you may not know about their situation. Michael Doling is in Zwick now and hoping to be home soon. Sad news about Bishop Lee, who has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and it is progressing rather quickly, I've been told. And we pray for him and for Liz at this time. For Don and Allison, who in different days of last week had a fall, different falls for each of them, are slowly recovering, but were really shaken by that. And our synod pastoral advisor, Gerald England, fell in Marks and Spencer's the other day, broke his hip, and had a hip transplant 2 days ago. He didn't sleep very well last night, but he hopes physio has begun, and he's a tall guy, so those of you who know him, so there must have been quite a bit of a hip there. So these are people we know, and this is life-changing in a fraction of a second. And we all know people like this. Around us there are people, but there is also good news. People enjoying the good weather, probably down in let's say, Australia, New Zealand, Tasmania, where I know three people have connected to the congregation that are doing that. We think of them as well with envy. Jenny, lovely to see you in church today. Lovely, lovely to see you in church. The other side, Jenny. The other side, Jenny. She's on that side of you. So let's not think only of problems. Let's think of joy and happiness as we come to God in prayer. I'll begin the prayer, and let us then, for children that are reminding us of Christmas and of joy. And the final thing, I visited Jacob and Bob yesterday. Do you remember the little mother has got a job now, father teaches at Bath, and I took something that the United Reformed Church had for children. And if I'd been Santa Claus, I could not have got a warmer welcome. So children are fantastic. Then they grow up, and they're grown-up fantastics. Let us have a word of prayer. We come to you as part of the large creation that you have done. We are a part of it, but we are an important part because that's what you want for us. We share the good, the complicated, the difficult, what seems impossible, what has been achieved. We pray together. We love and hope for ourselves and our loved ones. We pray for those who are close to our heart and for those we know less but are going through difficult moments. And let me add to the names I've just mentioned, dear God, Abigail at 24, dancing with Pat, but struggling with cancer. Lord, in the silence that follows, we as your people here will present to you the different cases of family, loved ones, and friends, and strangers, so that this world may be a better world. We pray for the church meeting after the service. We pray for the charities that the partnership of churches will be helping this year Swindon Youth for Christ and street pastors. And Lord, it may seem strange to some, but as we lit the candle for peace in Ukraine and Russia, we didn't light the candle for Bethlehem. One light on, one light off, both in our hearts and thoughts, that peace may be. We pray for the church, at this time and at every time. And we pray for those who are victims of any form of violation of human rights in any part of the world. To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Communion, a time to come together to share a bit of bread and a sip from the cup, reminding us that we don't have to be perfect, reminding us that trying to love a little bit more is the challenge. You're all invited. Please feel free to take the bread, hold until we all have it so we can eat together, and then when the cup is distributed, hold the cup so we can all share the cup together. We are the people of God, and God loves us. And as we prepare for communion, a very short hymn that we will sing three times. It's hymn 321 from Sing Praise. Come to me, weak and heavy laden. Trust in me, lean on me, I will give you rest. We will sing it three times. Given the world situation and being communion today, I chose the stole this morning, which has the Jerusalem cross on it, considering that it is the holy city to the faiths of Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, where the three should be able to come together in peace. But, amen. The Gospel of Mark tells us, just towards the very end of it, while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." He took the bread and he broke it and he distributed. He took the cup and blessed and then distributed. receive humbly, fully, the bread and the cup, because this is a sign in this broken world of the wholeness of life. The broken bread by which we are made whole, eat in memory of him. And then they took the cup to share. the cup of the new covenant for the forgiveness of sins. Let us drink in memory of him. You know us deeply. You know who we are, what we would like to be and what we aren't. And you call us to sit round the table and eat the bread and drink the cup. You promise life and fullness. We come to you. Having been fed, soon to leave, on this time of Advent, walk with us, that light may shine. Amen. Our final hymn, this time from Rejoice and Sing. It's hymn 656. Lo, he comes with clouds descending, once for favored sinners slain. Please remember, we have a short church meeting in the hall as soon as we can after the service finishes. Now, the blessing for what was, for what is, and for what is to come. We will leave and live our lives there where God sends us. Sometimes will be tough, some will be joyous, and God walks with us at every time. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, those you love, with the people of God in every corner of this world, now and forevermore. Amen.